morning. Today is March 1st. Yes. It's like spring here today. I am your host, Mimi Jo, coming to you live from the DJ Pebbles studio, located in the Mile High City, colorful Colorado. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the program. I'm so grateful to have you with us today. If you're listening to this later on the download, I understand how valuable your time is, so thank you for downloading it. Hit that follow button so you can join us live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Thank you for your continued love, likes, shares, and downloads. I appreciate it all so much. Hi, Bam Bam. How are you? I hope you're having a good morning. Getting those little girlies off to school. All right. We want to go over today. It's Friday. Word of the day, trending, music history, music segment. We're going to be doing the sound. Well, I shouldn't say the soundtrack. Music from the artist. From the documentary, the Rhodium mixtape that we watched last night, Bam Bam, co-hosted with me. Thank you so much. It was really, really, really interesting. If you like rap, if you're into rap music, you need to watch that documentary. So I will be playing music from those artists later on in the show. Which I'm going to start a little bit of turning this down. I'm Enigma. How are you? I'm going to get into the weather. Out here in Denver, it is currently, well, about 40. When I first did it, it was 39. At 4 o'clock in the morning, it was 39. So it's a little bit warmer now. High of 62. We are under a fire watch because we are going to be, it's going to be very windy. And it's dry out there. Even though in my garden, I noticed yesterday, like the chives, I had chives growing last year, they're already green and coming back. I was like, whoa, this is cool. I love it. I love it. Oh, my battery. Yeah. Oh, last night. Yeah, we missed you. We were like, oh, where'd he go? He's gone. I hope you get to watch the rest of it. It was really good. Really, really good. So don't throw out any cigarettes or do anything crazy like that. I'm sure we'll have fans on barbecuing and all kinds of other stuff, but we'll see. For my family out there in Welland, Ontario, 37 and sunny. Looks like some skies high, 50. And for BP in Elwood City, Pennsylvania, 33 and sunny, mostly sunny skies, high 56. And lastly, Manville in Elkton, Maryland. 37 and sunny, sunny skies, high 48, and you're gonna get rain around 2 a.m. in the morning. So there you go. All right, so you know, I like to start the word of the day with I like to start the show with the word of the day and a quote. Spreading knowledge is a powerful way of adding value to the world. So I'm going to talk about vulnerable, being vulnerable. The quote I have is, to be vulnerable is to be courageous, for vulnerability stands defiantly in the face of fear, accepting the uncertainty of the possible attack or compromise. And that is so perfect for the little girl that I'm going to talk about later. Yeah, vulnerability, why it's important. It doesn't sound like fun, does it, being vulnerable? It involves a willingness to accept the emotional risk that comes from being open and willing to love and be loved. It's well worth the effort. I think it is. Author Brené Brown, he's everywhere, all over YouTube and stuff, suggests that vulnerability is an important measure of courage, and that it allows you to be seen and understood by people who are important in your life. She adds that experience is a way to be more authentic. But so many fear vulnerability. Why, if it's so good? It's associated with a number of challenging emotional states, you know, those things we love so much, like disappointment, shame, and grief. The fear of rejection and the fear of abandonment are also related to vulnerability. The truth about vulnerability is that it's not weakness. In fact, it is a strength. Hi, crazy lady. How are ya? Oh, Mr. Enigma, he didn't want to hear about vulnerability. We need to embrace it, knowing that it will make our lives more full in the long run. Think about it. Saying I love you to someone is being vulnerable. So is trying something new or sharing a difficult experience. All are being vulnerable. While at first you want to avoid all these things, they can actually be extremely rewarding. Ultimately, it's living a genuinely fulfilling life. The emotional benefits of being vulnerable are greater strengths when you put yourself in situations where you feel vulnerable. It'll boost your confidence and belief in your ability to handle challenging situations, resilience, strength in relationships. It helps you to deepen your compassion and empathy towards others. It improves your self-acceptance. And I am going to play a little bit of not being vulnerable. I'm going to turn the music off. Thank you, Bam Bam. Appreciate you. Which one did I want to play? I'm going to play this one.
Vulnerability is powerful. Brené Brown said, owning our story can be hard, but not nearly as difficult as spending our lives running from it. Embracing our vulnerabilities is risky, but not nearly as dangerous as giving up on love and belonging and joy. The experiences that make us the most vulnerable. Only when we are brave enough to explore the darkest, we will discover the infinite power of our light. One of the key lessons that I've learned specifically from this journey of the School of Greatness is that vulnerability is power. And vulnerability creates so much freedom if we allow ourselves to open up and show ourselves to the world. Now, that doesn't mean you have to tell all of your biggest, darkest secrets, all the things that you're afraid of and ashamed of, and announce them publicly on social media to the whole world. I'm not saying that's something you need to do. What I'm saying is I have experienced so much freedom and joy and a sense of relief by being vulnerable, as opposed to just being perfect all the time and having to put on this perfect mask and having to put something out that's always perfect with my business, my design, my products, my courses, my services, the way I look, the things I say. By letting go of this perfectionism, this perfection prison that I've lived in for a long time in my life, where I felt like I needed to look a certain way and everything had to be a certain way in order for me to be great. Greatness is not about being perfect. Really, it's about being yourself.
Hi, baby.
Being perfect and being okay with those imperfections and allowing yourself to be vulnerable in those moments. And because vulnerability, guys, creates so much more trust and connection and community and unity and love, and allows people to see you for who you are.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Not to see you as some superhero that can't be touched. Allow yourself to be vulnerable in your life. Talk about it with your family. Talk about the things that you're afraid of, the things that scare you. Maybe talk about some of the things that you felt.
Good morning to you, my friend. Good to see you.
Have a conversation with your parents, with your siblings, with your loved ones, your kids. Have a conversation with some of your closest friends to start, and just start allowing yourself to open up in ways that maybe you've never allowed yourself before. Start asking questions that you've never asked, and have those interesting, messy conversations with your friends. I'm telling you, when you do it and you create that space in a loving, vulnerable way, and you do it in a way where someone else can receive it, the conversation that you'll create will be magical. The freedom that you have will be powerful, and you'll be one step closer to living and being great in whatever it is you want to be.
Not as Lewis Howes.
Lewis Howes.
And it's at the School of Greatness. You can find it anywhere that you hear you know, on YouTube and everywhere. But vulnerability is to share your weakness, and it makes you, to share your weakness makes you vulnerable and makes yourself vulnerable to show your strength. So I believe in you. You got this. You can be vulnerable. Well, I'm just going to go straight into this little girl who was vulnerable and is now being bullied online by, I'm sure, adults, everybody that knows better than to do this. Yeah, she hits every note known to man singing this song, but she's 8 years old. Give her a damn break. It says, this is the article, a true diva in the making. 8 year old goes viral after singing the national anthem at the NBA game. Kensley Murray, and you have to look her up. All you have to do is Google little girl going viral singing the national anthem, and she's going to come up. She is dressed in this gown because she does this all the time. She goes and sings national anthems at races and whatnot. Hi, Mike. Are you really trying to call? Are you, yeah, you probably just butt. It was your butt. You're just getting in here. Anyway, she does this all the time, going and singing the national anthem. And first of all, it's a hard song to sing. And you'll hear me laughing because you have to see the video because she's so damn cute. And like I said, she hits every single note. But you know what? She's getting out there. She's being vulnerable. She's 18 years old, damn it. And she's going to get better the more she continues to try, right? That's how you learn. That's how you get better at it. And you have adults on here bullying her. That was our word of the day on Wednesday. Ugh, it makes me sick. Anyway, let's see if we can hear it play. I hope. Wait, why is she? Oh, come on. No. You better play, dang it. Hold on. It's being difficult. It's coming. It's. Let me see if it'll play down here. It was on TikTok and now it's being okay. I don't know why the sound.
It's nice.
It's a little 8-year-old girl who's getting bullied because she sung this song. She's so cute. Again, she's 8 years old, and there are adults leaving nasty, nasty comments to her. I mean, come on. She's putting herself out there, and she's singing a song and that we all need to unify in these times right now. Everybody's only thinking about themselves. And she, you know, I hope first she sang O Canada. I don't have that one. And then she sang the Star Spangled Banner. I don't have the O Canada one. It's not on here. But, you know, it's just, it's very sad to me, the times we live in, that people can hide behind a keyboard and bully this little girl. And I hope that she doesn't stop. I really do hope that she doesn't stop singing, because of the actions of some, you know what I mean? Because she's only going to get better. Just leave her alone. Gosh darn it. So anyway, I like her. She's cute. She'll like it. I loved it. That was great. All right, we're going to move on. Joke of the day. And Michael, there's no animals harmed in these jokes of the day today. If a child refuses to sleep during nap time, are they resisting a rest? Bum, bum. Get it? Resisting a rest? All right, one more. Why couldn't the toilet paper cross the road? Because it got stuck in the crack. Oh, dear God, help us. All right, so those are your jokes of the day. We're going to move on. Like I said, last night, Bam Bam and I watched the documentary, The Rhodium Mixtapes. It is the beginning of the start of rap, basically. I've never really been into rap that much. So it was very, very, very interesting documentary. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, go on YouTube. It's free. There's a bunch of different ones on there. There's a bunch of different interviews. It's the Rhodium Mixtape Docu-mixery, something like that. Docu-mixery. It doesn't say documentary. It's a docu-mixery or something. So watch that one. It's under an hour. It's really good. Let's see. We did the little girl. Oh, there's some recalls. Chick-fil-A dipping sauce is one of them. They're saying it's only the dipping sauce. It's not the ones you can buy at the store, because they're saying some people just like to take them home and put them in the refrigerator. It is the Polynesian dipping sauce. I've never had that one before. But I guess they're saying get rid of them, throw them away. They were distributed between February 17th and 27th. So the 14th through the 27th. Let's see if it says, oh, they're mislabeled, including both wheat and soy allergens. So I guess if you're not allergic to wheat and soy, you don't need to throw them away. And then there was a bunch of meat too. There's a bunch of meat, almost 700 pounds of meat recalled in four states. And one of them is yours, BP, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. It's the SAMHSA, S-A-M-S-A products. They look like little, I don't know what they are. They're like little dumplings, little fried dumplings. They look good, but they're being recalled. So I'll post this, but don't eat them if you have them. All right, we're gonna move on. So this is more of a music show today than anything. We have some concert announcements, and we are going to start with these guys, Cage the Elephant. I love these guys. Cage the Elephant. If it comes up, let me see. I was going to say I could read it really small. Cage the Elephant Tour 2024 announces the Neon Pill Tour. Alternative favorites, Cage the Elephant. 44 City Excursion kicks off on June 20th in Salt Lake City. Extends through September, making other U.S. stops in Seattle, San Francisco, Inglewood, Austin, Chicago, New York, and Philadelphia. Canada shows are planned for Vancouver, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Montreal, and Toronto. They'll be joined by Young the Giant and Backgar. Neon Pill. Oh my gosh, and this guy. Let me see, where was he? The next one, he's an oldie, Sebastian Bach. Remember Sebastian Bach? Oh, he's coming on tour. Announced What Do I Got to Lose Tour, and that's the name of this song. Seasoned metal vocalist Sebastian Bach. I remember when he was on the Gilmore Girls in a band. He would play in the band in the Gilmore Girls. I loved it. Anyway, he'll be heading back on the road in 2024 during a major 36-day tour across North America. What Do I Got to Lose Tour. Oh, they're coming. He's coming to Denver. Let's see. Baltimore, Montreal, Grand Rapids, Detroit, Denver, Houston, San Diego. Yes. He still has his long hair. Too funny. All right, who's next on my list? Oh, I like these guys. Let me see. This is the first. Where are they? Oh, here it is. Awesome. Okay, during this concert, Kings of Leon was when I met my first Canadian, Nadia. She was hanging out next to me, Kings of Leon. It was so awesome. So they're coming back. Kings of Leon announces, "Can we please have fun world tour?" Alternative giants Kings of Leon have announced a world tour supporting their next album. Can we please have fun? Let's see where they're going to be. Houston, Inglewood, Santa Barbara, Seattle, Forest Hills, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Chicago. It kind of, the song kind of, Ignore a Kitty. I love this song. Are you a Mustang or a kitty, Mike? Do you like them, Crazy Lady? I love them. Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan and John Mellencamp are going to be here in August. Ooh, fun. That's going to be fun. He's on my list, Willie Nelson. Yeah, I saw these guys when they were driving their own bus. They drove their own damn bus to Boulder, Colorado. And that's where I saw them in this little teeny theater. Oh my gosh, it was so awesome. You know I like music. Oh, a kitty. All right. Kings of Leon, we're gonna move on to, let's see who's next on my list. It is James Taylor, but I can't find him. I'll play his music. He's coming to concert too, James Taylor. I think he'd be fun to go see. Maybe they have him under pop. That's why. Let's see. No, he disappeared. Where's his information? James. Oh, there he is. All right, let's see. His tour, there's no name, just James Taylor Tour 2024. Let's see. Los Angeles. Oh, he's going to be in Morrison. That's Red Rocks. That would be freaking awesome to go see him there. Maryland Heights, Highland Park, Nashville, Clarkson, Philadelphia, and Boston. And then it goes into Asia and Australia. James Taylor.
Just call on my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running.
Now, this guy right here, Gavin DeGraw. I've always loved Gavin DeGraw. Gavin DeGraw announces 2024 world tour. He's going to be all over Columbia, Memphis, Little Rock, Dallas, Kansas City, Sioux Falls, and Columbus. And then go to Europe. So Grammy-nominated songwriter Gavin DeGraw. And then, just like Crazy Lady was talking about Willie Nelson, Willie Nelson announced the Outlaw Music Festival. Yes, I love this song. 25 City Journey kicks off the 21st. Let's see. Charlotte, Los Angeles, Mount View, Tinney Park, Maryland Heights, Clarkston. Join the tour. Dates will be Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, John Mellencamp, Billy Strings, Brittany Spencer, and Solis and Southern Avenue. That would be awesome. That would be so good to go see. I saw Willie Nelson when I first started dating Lewis at Red Rocks, actually. And it was a blast. Even just tailgating, I guess, prior to the concert, which if you've never been to Red Rocks, it's all up along this mountain. It's not like in a parking lot. Some places are in parking lots, but oh my gosh, what a blast. Oh, I would love that. Thank you so much. That'd be awesome. Okay, so the last one that I have for concerts is Mr. Jelly Roll. And I love this song. He's going to be Los Angeles, Seattle, Orlando, Washington, New York, Chicago, and Atlanta. The Beautifully Broken Tour. This is a great song. This is him singing it alone, but he does sing it with Lainey Wilson. Let's see. Warren Zedler and Alexandra Kay are going to be with him.
I spent so long living in hell. They say my lifestyle is bad for my health. It's the only thing that seems to help. All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless. It feels like it's all that I need. Something inside of me is broken. I know that anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
I'm so damaged beyond repair.
Yeah, no, Red Rocks, no camping, that's for sure. Your place is beautiful, too. It's beautiful. What is it called? It's really pretty up there.
No repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. Why in the night sky was missing the moon? There would be shooting stars
to use me set on you. And all of my sorrows.
I love this song, guys. If you can't tell. Thank you, Mike.
I've ever found all of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feels like it's all that I need. Something inside of me is broken and hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams.
That is Jelly Roll with DJ as backup. Tina Joe singing backup for Jelly Roll. All right. So those are the, don't play. those are the concerts that are coming up. I have some time. I think I'll go into this before I'll start I think I'll talk about the documentary first that we did last night, and then we'll get into the music. And again, I'm going to tell you, I put on there, it was explicit because it's the beginning of rap. It's completely different than the rap nowadays, the rap back then. It is the documentary. Like I said, the Rhodium Mixtape Docu-Mixery is what the movie is actually called. The documentary is actually called, that you can find on YouTube. And it's about the Los Angeles hip hop has been under close scrutiny for over two decades. This was written in 2019. For over two decades, far from dying up, the history of LA hip hop seems to expand as myths build and interest in it grows. The more you search, the more you'll find in its wake of the blockbuster Straight Out of Compton, that movie, more and more stories and details about the city's hip-hop past are being discovered and told. In many ways, this was what with upcoming Rhodium Mixtape Docu-Mixery attempts to do, focusing on the unsung contribution of Steve Yano, his record stand at the Rhodium Swap Meet, and the mixtape series that he was putting out. The documentary explores the pre-NWA era and the LA hip hop. And when I tried to find information on Steve Yano, hi Bella, how are you? It's really hard to find information on him. Like even on Wikipedia, it was really hard to find. Tony A, who you'll hear a lot in the documentary, you can find a little bit more about him. But on YouTube, you can find all kinds of stuff, all kinds of interviews. And I never thought that I would be so interested in rap. But again, it's the rap from back in the day, not today's rap. So it's completely different. So he goes on to talk about Dr. Dre's career started long before NWA as a member of the World Class Wrecking Crew. Dr. Dre, as well as DJ Tony A, Da Wizard, made mixtapes for Steve Yano, who dubbed and distributed them at the Rhodium Swap Meet. Those mixtapes included songs not yet played on the radio and thus helped push forward the hip hop sound in LA. Those mixtapes featured many freestyle raps from artists such as Ice-T, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, and Hi-C, who would go on to become some of the greatest and biggest names in hip hop. Let's see. And I hope nobody's, because I'm in two different screens. I got to get another screen so I can see what's going on Podbean while I'm talking. First rap song. Rapture by Blondie. Yep. This was, let's see. As the music industry was morphing into large conglomerates by the mid 80s, music became mostly commercialized through wide retail chains. At the time when hip hop was perceived as a passing fad, local retailers such as Yano's Record Stand functioned as an outlet for the burgeoning LA hip hop scene. As it concentrated on the Rhodium, we also expected the documentary to shed light on cultural significance of swap meet for people of color in working class communities. Murad inside stories should also be featured, such as how Steve Yano introduced Eazy-E and Dr. Dre to one another during a three-way call. Directed by Tony A, as one of DJs who worked closely with Yano and made mixtapes for him, the documentary features numerous features of LA hip hop, such as Warren G, Alzano, Williams, Sir Jinx, Kid Frost, Arabian Prince, DJ Rhett Mack, AMG, Hi-C, Tony A himself, and many more. Yeah, some of the songs on here, Bam Bam 2, it's like, wait a minute. After when I was putting the list together, I put it together prior to watching the movie. And so some of the songs are not in the movie, but they were artists that were coming up, I guess. Welcome. Oh, he's gone now. Just going to say welcome and they're gone. So it's the list will be kind of be all over the place. So but it's good. Now, Tony A, it was Tony Alvarez, also known as DJ Tony A, the Wizard, also known as TT Wizard and DJ Tony A, is the American DJ, music producer, and film director. Let's see, they're just talking about him being known for the Rodeo mixtapes with Dr. Dre, Steve Yano. There was one that was talking about how he came up. Like he became friends with Steve Yano, and then Steve Yano employed him, and then he started making the mixtapes. And if you watch the movie, it's kind of funny because it's like a drug dealing going down, right? The guys in their cool little rider cars going down the alley, and you think a drug, and then there's another guy standing on the side of the road that they pull up to you, and you think it's going to be a drug deal going down. No, he's buying mixtapes. It's like, that's what was happening. You know, it wasn't drugs. Although at the very end, there's a guy on a scooter, and it's funny because he's like a cholo guy riding his scooter, and he goes past these two guys, and he has drugs in one hand and mixtapes in the other. And he's looking like, well, which one do you want? And they take the mixtape. So it's more about the mixtapes than drugs. You know, that was the thing that they were going. And the swap meets back then, it was, you know, they were saying, oh, it's a one stop shop. You can go get yourself a t-shirt and, you know, and go buy some mixtapes. So yeah, it was very interesting. It wasn't boring at all. I really, really enjoyed it. Let me get rid of that and that and that. We talked about Steve Yano. Let's see if it says anything else about Tony A. Just that all the artists that he worked with, the Hughes Brothers, Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, Ice Cube, MC Ren, DJ Quick, Young MC, Tone Loc, DJ Fad, Sir Jinx, Hi-C, Second to None, AMG, Cypress Hill, oh, these guys, Be Real from Cypress Hill, Sendog from Cypress Hill, Mellow Man Ace, all these names, man. Let's see. In the Rhodium, it's still open. It's still out there and open, the swap meet. Bam asked you a question last night and I couldn't answer it. Maybe one of you can. Do you guys know what the difference between a swap meet and a flea market is? I think that was the right ones you were asking. Flea market and swap meet. I didn't know. I don't know. Is there one? I have no clue. Maybe there just sounds better. I don't know. Anyway, let's get into the music. The beginning of the show, it opens up with this song. I love this song. And the scene, if you can picture it, they're driving down the alley and the song's on. And this is where the guy's standing on the side of the by garage. What do you need? I'm your puppet. I love this song. All right, we're going to move up. That is James and Bobby Purify. I'm your puppet. All right. So the first artist that I have that was actually in the documentary talking is Hi-C. There's two songs. One is an intro scratch, and the next one is I'm Not Your Puppet. And intro scratch, that was the other thing. They were talking about how mixtapes, you know, back in the day, the DJs actually, there was albums, there was vinyl on the turntables, and they were actually moving and scratching and doing something. Nowadays, they just push a button, right? They're just pushing buttons. They're not doing any scratching. They're not doing, hi, Ozzy, how are you? How are you? Big hugs, big hugs. Can I say, are you, can I let the people know that they can give you hugs? Let me know. I'm glad to see you. You change your profile to kangaroo. I love it. There is no difference between swap meets and flea markets. It depends on where you live. Oh yeah. Okay. There we go. Oh, thank you. you know, we all need each other on this platform. I'm switching a little bit, to be there and to support one another. And Oz Man, our Aussie friend, lost his brother, Snake. So his heart is hurting, which is understandable. So send him some love, be there, support him. We all know, we've all been there. We've all lost somebody that we've loved that's close to our hearts. So, yeah, be there, support him, give him your love. If there's anything we can do for you, please let us know. Yeah, I know this isn't your type of music, but we're talking about the beginning of rap in Los Angeles when it first started with mixtapes and when mixtapes really, really began. So that's what I'm going over. So, okay, the first band, artist, I should say, is Hi-C. Crawford Wilkerson, better known on his stage name as Hi-C, is an American rapper from Compton, California. He is known for his collaborations with DJ Quick, AMG, and Second to None, all of which were in the documentary. He is also a member of the Treetop Piru, P-I-R-U, I just hiccuped, Treetop Piru. I have to Google that. I'll tell you what they are in a minute. So let's listen to a little bit of Intro Scratch.
Yo, this Hi-C. And I know y'all had a lot of shit that was slamming.
Thank you, Oz. Right.
But we gonna try to trip off this old scam of shit. Hi-C and Tony A. Hey, yo, Tony. Rip that shit, man.
Okay, now it goes into, this is I'm Not Your Puppet.
Everything is fine, then dandy, and you love it till dope. Make it treat another person like a fuck. Now I talked to this girl for about 2 weeks, and I've been many places and seen many freaks, but this girl was just fine. My body good looking, I was a bitch just flapping, and she was like, I got to know her by spending some time. She gave me things of hers for some things of mine. Everything was going good, could nothing go better. Anything she wants to do.
And next week, next Thursday, we're gonna start with Lemmy.
Have a drink when she by my side. I want the girl to look good when she rolling in my ride. But 3 weeks later, I noticed the change. Something wasn't right, she was acting kind of strange. Took some money out my stash and stuffed it in a purse. You think things are getting bad, man, it's gonna get worse. Well, look like I got myself a few problems. By me being Hi-C, you know I'm gonna solve them. She ran out the house and broke down the street. Stopped the bus and crack for my homeboy Pete. I didn't believe what I was.
All right, so I guess the Treetop Piru are also known as Treetop Piru Bloods. Are a set of Puru Gang Alliance, which is in itself part of a larger Blood Gang Alliance. The gang started in Compton, California in 1970 and has since spread to other parts of the United States. Yeah, I was telling Bam Bam, okay, that's Hi-C. I was telling Bam Bam that in high school, when one of my friends was black, and we were going to prom, and I went with her to Compton to go get her hair done. And we had to cross this street. And when we were crossing the street, this car like hit the gas, like white girl, bam. And she yanked me out of the street. I was like, holy hell, get me in this building. Where did you bring me to? She's like, yeah, you gotta be safe out here. I'm like, oh my gosh. All right. Next week we're going to start watching the documentary Lemmy, L-E-M-M-Y. Lemmy, what group was he from? Bam Bam? It doesn't say. I can't remember what he's in, but Lemmy, the full movie, documentary, biography, music, Happy Birthday, Lem. I can't remember what group he's in. Dang it. What do you know? You should share more stories like that. Oh, Motorhead. Thank you. Oh, yeah. It was. Well, when I can remember, I mean, it happening. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Shit, that was the first and the only time that I went to Compton. But my eldest son is actually was born in Gardena, where all of this kind of place took place, the rhodium and stuff. So it was crazy. It was. I was kind of like, why? What's going on? All right. So the next artist I have is Toddy, T-O-D-D-Y-T. The song is United We Stand, Divided We Fall. Hopefully, yeah, it's the right one there. Todd Howard, better known by his stage name, Toddy T, is the American rapper from Los Angeles, California. He is an important pioneer of the West Coast hip-hop scene. His most notable song is Bataram, which was about the armored cars that were driven into suspected crack houses by the Los Angeles Police Department. Okay, here he is, Toddy T. United we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah, I'm about to bring together some of the craziest rappers from L.A., Watson, Compton, but I'ma start it off first.
Kick that shit down.
Locked in my room, yeah, I'm caught in the jail. I'm trying to figure out who in the fuck I am. My stepfather comes in and he's fucked up. He wants to prove his manhood, so he beats me to hell up. I said, when I get bigger, it'll be a matter of time before my dad purchases the trigger. Going to school with a black guy, telling my teachers that I fail when my jaw starts to swell. Scared to go home at age 8. By lunchtime, I'm handed a 38. One pop in the head and I'm free. No more stepdad punching on me.
Oh, that's a sad song.
Waiting for that drunk son of a bitch to come on with his bullshit. He walks in with the grin and I can see he's drinking because I can smell the gin. He takes a swing at me. Now it's history, and now I'm feeling better, all right, because it's a silent night, yeah, a deadly night.
Yeah, that is explicit, I guess. United we stand, divided we fall. Toddy T. All right, we're going to move on to the next song. The next one. There's a bunch of them. It is World Class by World Class Wrecking Crew. World Class Wrecking Crew debuted in the nightclub Eve After Dark, owned by Elzonzo Williams, as early West Coast DJ, very popular in the Los Angeles area. In the 1970s, Williams had begun producing dance songs under the name Disco Construction, named after a funk group, Bass Construction. At his song's popularity, Williams arranged nightclub performances, initially directing its music program, where Detroit-born Andre, unknown DJ Manuel, who would later join Compton's Most Wanted, who was influenced by East Coast sounds like Soul Sonic Force and Orbit and Scorpio. Holy moly. Okay, here's World Class Wrecking Crew.
We call him Yella. He is the best. He rocks the house on a DMX when he's on a beatbox. So listen to the beat as he rocks like this.
Well, I'm I'm sorry. It's for the documentary we did last night. It's the beginning of Rap. But next week we'll be doing Motorhead. Lemmy? I'm sorry. I'm new to them too. So I'll be learning a lot. I try to play all different kinds of music. You probably don't like the scratching. Do you not like the scratch, scratch, scratch? I like it. It reminds me of growing up. It reminds me of break dancing, you know, when they put the cardboard down. And there wasn't any of that in the movie, but there was the other kind where they were like moving their arms back and forth and their body like a robot kind of, you know. I think that's still break dancing. All right, we're going to move on to from the world-class wrecking crew to DJ Quick. I can't remember which guy was wearing. One of the guys is wearing this sweater. It looked like a fur coat, that the pattern on it was, I don't know how, that's the only way I could describe it. But in the middle of it was a big old Playboy, that Playboy bunny logo right in the middle. Oh my gosh, it was too much. I don't know if it was DJ Quick. It was one of the guys. All right, DJ Quick, the song is called Tonight. David Marvin Blake is his name, better known as DJ Quick or Da Quicksta. Da Quicksta is the American rapper producer known for his production in G-Funk style West Coast hip hop. Well, let's give it a listen, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about DJ Quick. Tonight.
Here we go. Named Quick. I'm just a stubborn kind of fella with a head like a brick. And just because I took the A, they say that I'm hopeless. But I don't give a fuck, so blame it on the locust. Now this is how we do it when we checking a grip. Teddy bears in the house, so don't even trip. We're busting funky compositions, as smooth as a prism. So check it while I kick it to this funky ass rhythm. It's Friday morning, the phone is ringing off the hook. And AT is in the mirror, if your rhymes in his notebook. Or should I say dope sack, because we don't fuck wet. I pick up the phone and it's the D.
What's up, nigga?
He said he's coming down about 2 on the dot. So I'm about to rest the tub while my water's still hot. And now I'm soaking. A brother like the devastating DJ Quick ain't joking. Fuck with me on DSP and you'll get broken. My name is Quick.
I don't know how they can talk so fast like that with that. I can't. I have problems talking normally.
In addition to the 3 that Greedy just bought. But I don't want to start early, so I just might put my 40 in the freezer because I want to get in. Yeah.
You can do it. You can rap, or you can't. If you can do it, I want to hear it next time. All right, that is a little bit of DJ Quick's Tonight. And these songs were kind of hard to find and get to put it together. There was no playlist. You couldn't find the mixtapes. I actually found one article that this guy put together, and I guess he found all kinds of the songs, put them all the songs on there. And he said, by the time I publish it, they'll all be off. You know, he said they'll all be taken off. And they were, every single one of them was taken off of his article that he published. So the next song is by Eazy-E, Boys in the Hood, featuring Ice Cube. Eric Lynn Wright, known professionally as Eazy-E, was the American rapper who propelled West Coast rap and gangster rap by leading group NWA and its label, Ruthless Records. He often referred to as the godfather of gangster rap. So here's Eazy-E, Boys in the Hood.
Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Easy did a while back? Motherfucker said wasn't going
to work. Oh, lots of cussing, lots of explicitness.
Stupid shit, man.
Hey, fork you.
Hey, Hey, man, would you come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit?
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins, before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Held outside and pointed my weapon.
Yeah, there's a lot of guns back in those days. Well, there is now, but that's why my friend, when she grabbed me, she's like, you just need to stay really close to me.
Cruising down the street in my 6-4, jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops.
And during the documentary, I don't remember who it was that was speaking, and he was talking about Steve Yano, the first guy who started all of this, him and his wife. And he was saying that, you know, everybody was whispering and talking about him, like who, and he's like, you know, I don't trust this guy. He's white, a Japanese white guy. I don't trust these guys. If you're not black, I don't trust you, because he didn't understand, you know, he was like, how does this guy know our music? You know, how does he know how to put together our music? And sure enough, he became a fan. All right, that's Eazy-E, Boys in the Hood, featuring Ice Cube. All right, the next song I actually have is Ice-T, and it is Colors. This is the name of the song. Tracy Lauren Monroe, better known as stage name of Ice-T, is the American rapper and actor. He is active in both hip-hop and heavy metal. Ice-T began his career as an underground rapper in the 80s and was signed to Sire Records in 1987 when he released his debut album, Rhythm Pays. So here's a little bit of Colors, Ice-T.
Yo, let's do this.
Psychopath talking, king of my jungle, just a gangster stalking, living life like a firecracker, quick as my fuse, vendettas and death back, the colors I choose, red or blue, cuz of blood, it just don't matter, sucker died for your life when my shotgun scattered, colors. The gangs of LA would never die, just multiply colors, colors, colors.
Damn.
You don't know me, fool. You disown me, cool. I don't need your assistance, social persistence. Any problem I got, I just put my fist in. My life is violent, the violence is life. Pieces of realities are not.
I tell you what, guys, death is not fun. That's Ice-T, Colors. I just got a message from my friend, Tammy, who comes in here, and I call her mean lady. Her dad just died. So, yeah, that's so hard. God, it's just, I don't know. You know, you guys were all there for me when my mom passed away, and it is probably one of the hardest things that you go through when you lose somebody. And we were just talking about Oz and his losing his brother, and God, I wish I was in California so that I could be with her, because she's just, God, it just, I just don't know what to say. All right, we're going to move on to the next song. It's World Class Wrecking Crew, Turn Off the Lights. Fuck. I'm so sick of death. Hi, Dee. Welcome. I will. Thank you, guys. And, you know, the sad thing is that her mom is not well at all. And it's one of those relationships that you see, you know, that one of the couples passes and the other one passes because their heart is so broken. Yeah.
What's happening, baby? I'm the one who needs no introduction. Because I'm the world-class doctor. The master of seduction. I can heal all your ills and give you extreme delight. But only if you allow me to turn off the lights.
Will you turn off the lights? Let's be one thing understood. If you want to make love to me, you have to do it more. Cause I have a warm mind, and for me it takes a half of a mind. So don't you dare turn off the lights. Oh, that's this, you will understand.
Yes, my name is Shakespeare, a world-class poet. So kick back and relax yourself, baby. Let me pour you a glass of Moet. Darkness will be your blessing as I bring you extreme delight. But first, I must allow my Shakespeare to turn off the lights.
Click. Click, he says. Oh my goodness. World class wrecking crew. Turn off the lights. Another band from the documentary. It's Dr. Dre, right? I believe it was. Wasn't it Dr. Dre that was in World Class Wrecking Crew? I'm learning all of this. All right. So the next song. Now we all know this next one. And they didn't talk about these guys. I'm guessing they came along a little bit later. Well, in 88 for sure. But they didn't talk about them, but they were in one of the mixtapes. So that's why they're on here. When I was looking through the mixtape, it takes two, Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock were the American hip hop duo from Harlem, New York City. Rob Bass is the stage name for Robert Ginyard, and DJ Easy Rock was Rodney Skip Bryce. They're best known for their hit, It Takes Two. The single was a top 40 hit and has been certified platinum in the RIAA. The song was part of the duo's album of the same name, which also has been certified platinum. So here it is, It Takes Two, Rob Bass, DJ Easy Rock. Yeah, it's okay. I know, T. I mean, I just got the text right then.
I don't care. I'm number one, but who knows? I like punk. Bring up the suckers, cause all of them awesome.
Oh, it was one of my closest friends. Her father, Pat, just passed away. I grew up with her, and she just sent me a text. And of course, this samples James Brown and Lynn Collins' I Think About It. The track first became a regional hit and then slowly climbed the Billboard Hot 100, picking up multiple platinum single certifications. The song also peaked at number one on the Hot Dance and Music Club. So a little bit different than the mixtapes that were being passed around in the alleys, but... And the same with this next one, Tone Loc, Wild Thing. I guess I could have picked an older one, but Anthony Terrell Smith, better known as stage name Tone Loc, is the American rapper. Anthony Terrell Smith was born on March 3rd, 1966 in Los Angeles, California. Let's see, he has three older brothers, and that's about it. That's about all I have for you. So we'll listen to a little bit of Wild Thing, Tone Loc.
Do it.
I think this one and the last one were a little bit more commercialized compared to the other ones that were being played. Oh, was it BP? Oh, sing it, BP. I'm on fire. Tone Loc. We're gonna move back on to the well, we're still on it, but these songs are older than those. NWA, Straight Out of Compton. I know that's a movie. I've never seen that one either. NWA is I can't say those words. I don't think they will allow me to say what that stands for. I can't say those. It's NWA. Was an American hip-hop group from Compton, California. They were among the earliest and most significant polarizing controversial figures of gangsta rap subgenre, and the group is widely considered one of the greatest and most influential groups in the history of hip-hop music. Yeah, I can't say what that stands for. Look it up. Straight Out of Compton.
You are now about to...
You know how they say only certain people can say those words. Yeah, there's a lot of cussing. That word. Yep, people with attitude, D. You're right.
Going
Thank you, RATIZPVAN. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Oh, I have to watch it. It's good? I'll have to watch it then. Has he become politically correcty? He has less attitude now. So, active from 1987 to 1991, NWA endured controversial owning to their own music's explicit lyrics, which many viewed as that they were homophobic and they didn't like women, as well as glorifying drugs and crime. The group was banned from many mainstream American radio stations. Straight out of Compton, NWA. All right, we're going to move on to a little De La Soul. Again, this is a newer one. I couldn't find an older one from them. Me, Myself, and I. De La Soul, American hip-hop group formed in 1988 in the village of Amingtonville, Long Island in New York. They are best known for their eccentric sampling, quirky lyrics, and contributions to the evolution of jazz rap and alternative hip-hop subgenres. Kevin, oh my gosh, and these names. Kevin, pseudonym, Mercy, David, Trogo, The Dove. Oh, what is this one? Loco, Zero. I'm going to copy and paste all of these. And this one is Maestro. Maiso, Mason formed the group in high school and caught their attention of the producer, Prince Paul, with the demo of their tape, Pluggin' and Tuggin'. But this is Me, Myself, and I. And I'll put some of these names in the chat.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes, or is it just my daylight color? What I do ain't make believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Oh, samples not Disney deep. Thank you, Dee. Thank you, Bam Bam. Thank you, BP. So with playful wordplay, innovative sampling, and witty skits, the group's debut album, 3 Feet High and Rising, has been called a hip-hop masterpiece. It remains their biggest commercial success. De La Soul, Me, Myself, and I. All right, we're going to move on to Young MC. Bust a Move. Marvin Young, better known by his stage name, Young MC, is a British-born American rapper, singer, and actor. He's best known in 1989 hit Bust a Move. His debut album, Stone Cold Rhymin', found international acclaim. Young has also appeared in the film in acting roles and cameo appearances and appeared in several TV programs. Here he is, Young MC, Bust a Move.
Bust it.
You bust a move right down to the principal's office, huh?
This here's a tip for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females to jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by you when she can sex you, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance because she likes to.
Hi, Finn, welcome. So, come on, fatso, bust a move. Oh, not you. Not you, Finn. Oh, gee whiz. I'd have to know you better to call you fatso.
She's dressed in yellow. She says hello. Come sit next to me.
You fine fellow.
You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. Just bust the move.
Thank you, Dee.
In the city, ladies look pretty. Guys tell jokes so they can seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some play. Then they try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness sake it. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and they got no car. Then they got no woman, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man, make them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach, perpetrating a tan. So that a brother with the money can be their man. So on the beach, you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove. So don't just stand there and bust.
Thank you, Finn. Thank you, Dee.
Break it down for me, fellas.
All right, so that is Young MC, Bust a Move. We're going to move on because there's still some more bands we need to get in there. Like this one, who I never heard of before, JJ Fad, a girl group. The song is Supersonic. JJ Fad is the American female rap group from Rialto, California. Gosh, right where I grew up, kind of, not far. The name was an acronym for the original group members, Juana, Juanita, Famita, Anna, and Dana. But when the lineup changed, the tradition developed that it stood for Just Jammin', Fresh and Deaf. And the group was backed by DJ Train, who is Clarence Lars. So here is Supersonic JJ Fad.
We're here to rock. Times like ours could never be stopped. See, it's three of us, and I know we're fresh. Party rockers, non-stop us, and our names are deaf. See, the J is for just, the other for jamming. The F is for fresh.
Hi, Frankie D.
Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game.
No, I never. I swear I've never heard of him until this movie.
It's not real hard. It's plain and simple, baby D. Supersonic.
Oh no, I've heard this song before. I've heard this song before. Now you know. Yes. You're like, you've never heard this? Yes, I've totally heard this song before. But this is the only one that I've heard of from them. Like when they were playing them in the documentary, they didn't play this one.
Supersonic.
Yeah, I remember this one now.
Now all you supersonic people try to
Now, they say that JJ Vad, it was one of the original acts signed to Ruthless Records by Eazy-E. In 1987, this island lineup released its only recording, the single Another Ho. Another Ho! The supersonic JJ Vad. All right. Why does it do that sometimes? It's like it doesn't want to turn off. Turn off. All right. The next one is Eazy-E, Boys in the Hood. Here's a little bit about Eazy-E. Wright had a son. Wright had a son, Eric Darnell Wright, also known as Little Eazy-E, in 1984. He also had a daughter named Erin, who changed her name to Ebby. In October of 2016, Ebby launched a crowdfunding campaign to produce a film called Ruthless Scandal, No More Lies, to investigate her father's death. It ended unsuccessfully in December of 2016. Wright met Tamika Woods in Los Angeles nightclub in 1991, and they married in 1995. 12 days before his death. They had a son named Dominic and a daughter named Dahan, born 6 months after Wright's death. After Wright's death, the Ruthless was taken over by his wife, according to Gerald Heller. Wright had 11 children by 8 different women. Wow. Okay. Here is Boys in the Hood, Eazy-E.
Cruising down the street in my 6-4, jocking the freaks, clocking the dough. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoop. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. They come talking to trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Oh, welcome back, Oz.
Donna B in the place to give me the pace. He said my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Text him up the street to call a truce. The silly cluck head.
Ah, oh, you did return. All right, this is Boys in the Hood, Eazy-E, and it looks like this is in the movie Straight Outta Compton, too. All right, we're going to move on to a little Run-DMC, rock box Run-DMC, as the American hip-hop group from Hollis, Queens. There wasn't very much information that I could get that had to do with the movie with them. It's just that they're a famous hip-hop act from the 80s. So here is rock box Run-DMC. Oh, Oz. Welcome to the club. Yeah, love to you, Oz. Love to you. All right, that's a little bit of Rock Box by Run DMC. I want to get into a little bit of, I think it's called, God. And then it's like I told you, it's been starting it when I push play in the morning, I make sure everything's ready and I have it all ready. And then when I start it in here, it starts playing on my Alexa downstairs. I can't say it because I have one right here. It's just like talking to me. All right. This group is Stetsasonic. I know I'm saying it wrong. Stetsasonic. The song is Talking All That Jazz. Here, I'll copy and paste it so you guys know who I'm talking about. If you know rap music from the beginning, you know who I'm talking about. They are American hip hop band formed in 1981 in Brooklyn, New York. Was one of the first hip hop acts to perform with a full band and use live instruments in their recordings, paving the way for future hip hop bands such as The Roots. The band combines beatboxing, sample technology, and live band performance, incorporating R&B, jazz, dancehall, reggae, and rock into sound. They also consider one of the acts of the pioneering jazz rap. Here they are, Stetsasonic, Talking All Jazz.
On the radio, talk about rap, saying all that crap about how we sample, give an example, think we'll let you get away with that, and criticize our method, how we make records. You said it was an art, so now we're gonna rip you apart. Stop, check it out, my man. This is
the thank you, man.
Jazz, we used to call it that, but this jazz contains a new format. Point, when you misjudged us, speculating.
The Stetsasonic? Stetsasonic?
Talk is cheap. But like beauty talk is just skin deep. And when you lie and you talk a lot.
Yeah, there's a couple of them I want to get in here too. There's so many. There's Second to None, well, we've already done a few World Cuts. Wrecking Crew, Boogie Down Productions. Let me see if I can get a little bit of Boogie Down Productions and Second to None in before we quit. This is Talking All Jazz. Stetsasonic. All right, so the next one we'll try to get a little bit in. Boogie Down Productions. I'm still number one. Yes, I am. Blah, 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 blah. That's what I have to say about them. I'll play the music so we can get it in. Here they are. Be True to Yourself, Second to None.
Let's take a trip on the other side of the land. But things ain't planned for the average man. You can be a young brother who's rolling. And that'd be so good that you're favorite. Big Ring, Top Ring, Mr. Too Cold, who got all the hoes. Pushing hard to keep it being bound. Does it always somebody trying to bring you down? Try to run a steam on what you got. Cause what you got, them niggas got. Women love it, their brothers hate it. They just can't stand to see you make it. A girl can be your main downfall. She don't take half, the whole takes off. Now check to see how your cards are dealt. And stay true to yourself. Keep cool, little girl.
Oh, I'm sorry, BP. I didn't even see that one in here. He sent me one a while ago. Let me play it. I'm sorry. Young MC. I thought you were talking to spell the record. I apologize.
If I can help, but I don't spend a lot of time in principal's office. What? Not a club. And don't walk. All I hear is my sneakers in the scratch and the trunk. And when I get to the room,
I hear the teacher say, Mr. Young, I'm happy that you can join us today. I try to say yeah, so I can take some notes, but I can't read what the kid next to me wrote. And if that wasn't enough to make my morning complete, as I try to get up, I find this gum on my skin.
Don't be angry, Finn. You're all red.
Excuse me, but can I go to the bathroom, ma'am? The teacher got upset and she did not know. It's off to the principal's office you go.
I need you to smile, Finn. Smile. Oh, applesauce at high school? Yuck. That's Young MC, principal's office. Oh, geez. Thank you, BP. I'm sorry. I was so late on that. All right, you guys. Thanks for being here. Even if you didn't like, some of you guys didn't like the music, that's okay. I appreciate you being here and supporting us. Like I said, we have picked out the movie for next Thursday, and it's the Remy one. So it's going to be split into two because it's like 2 hours. So we'll do 1 hour on Thursday and the next hour on the next Thursday, and next Friday we'll play, both Fridays will be music from that documentary. So it'll be good. I am going to leave you like I always leave you. If I could turn this up so you can hear it. And if it plays, be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. I mean, lady, I love you so much. I know you'll listen later, and we love you, and big hugs, and the same to you, Oz. Sorry for your guys' loss, and I'll be calling you soon. I love you. And we will be back on Monday. Have a safe, safe weekend. Watch your backs, guys. It's a crazy world we live in. Aw, thanks, Finn.
Somebody no one's...
Well, you need to smile. Smile and get out of your cave. I know you're sad.
Has been so
living in hell. This ain't my lifestyle. It's bad for my health. I've seen only five. It seems to have.
See you guys on Monday. Love you. Bye.
Smoking is hopeless, it feels like it's all that I need.
Something inside of me
is broken, I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause, baby, don't waste your time on me.
I'm so
damaged.